station that sounds like Madtown is 93.1 Jams with Marco and Krista, and now is a time to feel good about your life. Guess what, Madison? You're doing this whole life thing the way it's supposed to be done. Do you know why?
Why?
Because at least you're not. A 27-year-old woman named Christina Riviera. No, Christina started texting her ex-boyfriend named Ronald about a booty call. Now, Ronald never responded, so about 5 o'clock after 9 or 10 text messages, she said, you know what, I'm going to go over to Ron's place anyway, because we need to get it on. Unfortunately for old Christina, when she walked into his bedroom, she saw Ron with another woman. Turns out he moved on to a new girlfriend, a woman named Julie. Christina was so upset, she started punching Julie in the face, even threw some hot tea on her.
Come on, it's not her fault.
When you're throwing hot tea on somebody, they just make a
teabag. Yeah,
teabagged. Mm-hmm. Anyway, she was arrested for felony burglary and assault and battery.
Oh, burglary even.
Breaking in the house to try to get some booty. Mm-hmm. Come on.
I just figured that was trespassing.
Oh, yeah. I guess once you open the door, you're a burglar.
Okay.
Feel good about yourself because at least you're not a 45-year-old woman named Rachel Mitchell of Westerville, Ohio. Now, Rachel was at the hospital earlier this week. Why? Well, she told the nurse that she bought some crack from a friend, but after she smoked it, she felt like spiders were inside of her. So she was pretty sure her friend did not sell her a crack rock, but a spider egg.
Gross.
Now, I guess it didn't cross her mind that just maybe feeling imaginary bugs on your skin could be a side effect of smoking crack. Anyway, she gave her second crack rock to the nurse so she could test it for spiders. Now, the nurse did what any normal person on this earth would do. She took the rock and she called the police. But here's the funny part. Rachel was actually super excited the police were there because she figured they were helping to get to the bottom of the spider or crack dilemma. She thought they were on a case try to figure out what she was smoking.
Very good.
They weren't. They took the crack to their lab. There's no word on what the test showed, whether it was a spider egg or crack. Regardless, she was arrested for possession of a controlled substance. Not good. Don't call the police, especially when you have crack rocks. Come on. Hey, y'all, feel good about yourself because at least you're not a 28-year-old guy named Jonathan Hinkle of Cocoa Beach, Florida. Now, John called 911 the other day and said his grandmother was in trouble. He said she called him and she needed help because she was having a stroke in the Hooters parking lot. Now, he was going to try to get there as fast as he could, but he was thinking a cop could pick him up and get him there faster. So that's why he called 911 for a ride.
It makes sense.
Anyway, if you're wondering why his grandma was at Hooters, hold that thought, because police did arrive at his house, and they did say, your grandmother's having a, let's get over there. So they took him over there, and they tried to track down his grandmother. Guess what?
What?
Grandmother was not at Hooters.
Oh, geez.
They finally tracked her down and found out she hadn't had a stroke. She never called Jonathan for help. She never went to Hooters. Turns out he just wanted a ride to Hooters and thought he would do all this to get that ride. The police arrested him for misusing 911 and gave him a ride down to the police station. And they also charged him $222 for wasted manpower charges. I didn't even know that was a thing.
Manpower charges?
But apparently it is.
Manning that hot vehicle.
Oh, yeah. Feel good about yourself because at least you're not a 43-year-old guy named Ronald Doobie? Ronald Doobie.
I like it. Doobie works.
Anyway, old Ron was wanted in the New Hampshire Police Department for an outstanding warrant for Grand Theft Auto. They couldn't find him, so he had his picture posted everywhere, and he was featured on the U.S. Marshals Fugitive of the Week.
Oh, he's popular.
Yeah. I mean, he's on TV.
Yeah.
Now, when you're running from the law, you would think you would want to lay low. But Ronald, well, he disagrees. He went to a bar in North Clemsfield, Massachusetts, and he entered their karaoke contest. Now, he was doing pretty good because he came back for several different rounds of singing.
Mm.
Here's the crazy part. While he was on stage singing, a patron looked at him, then looked at the TV screen. And what was on the TV screen? Well, the U.S. Marshals Fugitive of the Week. It happened to be the guy singing karaoke.
Oh, yay!
So not only was he singing on stage, he was on TV. The person said, that's weird, called the number that was on the hotline, and guess what? Police showed up and arrested poor Ronald. I don't know if it was before or after the song.
Poor guy.
The police report does say this. He was singing Celine Dion's My Heart Will Go On. So I'm sure if he sings that in jail, it'll be fine. He should just amend that to the remix, My Heart Will Go On to Jail. because that's where he went.
The boys will like him in jail.
Oh, they'll like him.
Especially when he serenades them.
He'll be the king of the world.
Queen of the world.